Thanks so much, Greg. I am very pleased to be backstage with our soloist, Janine Janssen. Congratulations, Janine, on a very captivating performance on an interesting piece.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece to play. It was written for me in 2014, and it was great also to work together with Michelle really directly on a piece. So that's a great experience.
The composer, Michelle van der A, he's well known for combining his original film work with music. Although this violin concerto that he wrote for you is pure music, are there cinematic elements that you think of as you're performing it?
Actually, I have to say, not really. I mean, it's true that he also, when we started to talk about this commission, about the concerto, what he had in mind, it was actually quite clear for him that he didn't want to use visual or also electronics or anything, just a pure symphonic sound, which I actually liked very much. The nice thing in the piece is that it's written with a lot of percussion. So that was always his idea from the start, that he wanted to have basically this triangle in the orchestra with three percussionists and then me in the front. The rhythmic element in the concerto really grabs you, I find. And it's really well written. It's great to be part of this great orchestral sound and these sound waves that really take you. And then to play it, of course, with such a great orchestra like Philadelphia Orchestra, it's very special. And to have a conductor like Yannick, it also makes it so wonderful. He is so generous, so giving, so inspiring. So that's a big, big plus.
Well, it makes for a very exciting collaboration for the audience to witness. You put so much into your music, and I think you're known for intensely communicating that message. Where do you draw the energy from?
Music. I mean, that's the music itself gives me the energy, the inspiration, then of course the people that you also work with on stage. That's why, I mean, it's so wonderful to be on stage with Yannick and with the Philadelphia Orchestra, because, I mean, everybody's there in the same attitude, the same, I don't know. I always, from the moment I started playing with Yannick, I feel very, very much on the same, how do you say, page of kind of, sounds maybe very dramatic, like live for music, but in a way we do, I mean, it's, yeah, he gives everything to music. There's never a moment where that intensity is gone, even for a second. It's just, and I think that's so wonderful and so inspiring and nice. And I feel about music the same way. I want to be there full on, let's say.
2,000%, it sounds like.
Yeah.
In your performing, it seems as if you're an intensely physical performer. There's a looseness in your body, in your upper body, and it's almost a choreography that seems unusual in violinists. Is this something you consciously think about?
Not at all. Not for 1 second. No, not at all. I'm actually happy with the freedom I feel there, and that I actually don't want to become too aware of it, because then one loses also freedom maybe. So let's stop talking about it.
I think your freedom and comfort makes the audience feel free and comfortable, and that's beautiful. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Janine. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.